Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net. And this morning we have with us Kimberly Lewis, who's actually in charge of the Green Belt Conference for the U.S. Green Building Council. How are you doing today, Kimberly?
Wonderful. And good. You?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thanks for agreeing to be with us and talking to our listeners. You know, this is a perfect time for you and I to get on the phone because, you know, this is the time when people need to start planning to go to Greenbuild, which is, I guess, November the 19th to the 21st in Boston, right?
Correct.
Okay. Well, tell us, you know, what's going on with Greenbuild this year? I mean, tell us a little bit about the early stage planning of what you're doing to make this a good event.
Well, you know, this is our sixth year, and Greenbuild has come a long way from the first years in Austin and Pittsburgh, and we've done some amazing things with all of our volunteer committees, both locally as well as our national committee members on our steering committee and program committee, to elevate the educational offerings that the conference is committed to every year. We are the largest sustainable exhibit hall. We have that, and we have doubled the show this year. A lot of people have felt that since the very beginning of Greenbuild, they've seen some of our key member organizations grow on the floor, but they were looking for something new, something innovative. And Boston's Convention Center has, for the first time, given us that opportunity to grow our show and to offer about 300 more new innovative companies than we've had in the past.
Well, that's tremendous, especially in this economy. So, you've got 300 more exhibitors than you had last year?
Yes. To the total of last year, we had over 800 exhibit booths. This year, we're at 1,400.
That's unbelievable.
So it's really, really exciting. I mean, in the world of green and understanding that the business of green happens on our exhibit hall floor, it's wonderful to be able to offer people something new. And to get people who are just starting in the game or really have some new innovative products out there to be able to showcase this to the industry.
Mm-hmm. All right. So last year, I think your keynote was former President Clinton. So this year, I noticed you've got Desmond Tutu. Is that right?
Yes, we have the honorary Archbishop Desmond Tutu. And just so you understand, our CEO, Rick, really felt that our theme this year was revolutionary green. And thinking about the global economy in which we function in and thinking about revolution, what came to his mind was the struggle and the push in South America. And he thought that Archbishop Desmond Tutu would be a wonderful inspiration to the community, picking up the social piece, human rights piece. We know we are about buildings, but at the end of the day, we always talk about the human health qualities, and it really is about the people. So we are trying to bridge that gap this year. We always have one inspirational speaker and then one speaker that is really, really in tune with our industry. So we're really looking forward to bringing Archbishop Tutu's message to our community.
All right, so the schedule is roughly the same as it's been in the past. I mean, most of the people that are listening probably went last year or maybe the year before. So that Desmond Tutu keynote, is that the start of the first morning?
It is the opening,
yeah.
Definitely. It's Wednesday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., and we really want to make sure that we can inspire people before the business begins.
Okay. And I remember last year that, you know, there were some long lines at registration. Have y'all made some changes to hopefully, I don't know, correct that situation so that people can get checked in and get through that process a little smoother?
I want to totally assure everyone that that was the first thing we dealt with when we came back. Being a conference that's only 5 years old, we have had issues with capacity, and coming on site with 13,000 registered and having 10,000 more people show up, it was an amazing experience for the building industry, but from our vendor perspective, they were overtaxed. We hired a new company that showcases and supports conferences that are 100 to 150,000. So our CEO said the answer is technology. So this company supports all of the technological conferences, and we've taken all of their new products and showcased that at Greenbuild. And to that end, people will be able to register ahead of time for their educational sessions and will be confirmed with that registration. And everything is automated this year. You won't be dealing with people. You'll just be going, taking your confirmation page, putting it under a scanner, grabbing your bag, and going. So we really have taken a lot of the feedback from our members and from attendees who were there last year and who were patient with us in the move from Los Angeles to Chicago. And we've answered the call. We have the entire Boston Convention Center this year, so with the extra space, things should move a lot quicker and create a better experience for our attendees this year.
I'll say, along those lines, if you're planning on going, I guess there's probably a website where you can go ahead and get yourself pre-registered now, right?
Yes, www.greenbuildexpo.org. I will let people know those sessions are filling up quickly. We've added on quite a few more tracks this year. We have 18 tracks running throughout the conference from Wednesday to Friday concurrently, as well as master speaker sessions in the ballroom. So we're looking to be able to accommodate everyone this year, and you will know before you get there that your seat is sealed and confirmed and no one will be able to take it.
No, that's fantastic. So you've gotten to a little bit more infrastructure behind the way you're setting the show up. So, and you're expecting, even though the economy is, you know, a little soft, which if folks don't have to go places, sometimes they cut back a little bit, but you're expecting a pretty good turnout this year, aren't you?
We are expecting a pretty good turnout, and I want to say that maybe it was the stars aligned, but we picked Boston was a great location to do that. With Boston, you can take the Amtrak train. It's quick and easy for drive for all East Coasters, so people won't have those logistical issues in pass, which will make it a lot easier and affordable to come to Boston.
Okay, let's talk those 18 tracks, and we don't want to go through all of them, but are there some new tracks that you want to spotlight or shine a little extra limelight on in this interview?
Oh, most definitely. We've got a track about people power, which is dealing with our board just released our strategic plan, and one of the biggest issues is social equity that we're going to be taking on. So we have a track on that. We have a track on climate, which we know that is a huge issue out, and we want to make sure that we can showcase our members and what they have to say on that. We have one on earth and water, as well as thinking big. So we have a couple, about four or five new ones, as well as the same government tracks, LEED buildings tracks, our platinum buildings.
In the past, the flooring industry has been, you know, pretty large exhibitor. I mean, when you start looking at walking into Greenbelt on the exhibit hall, you see, you know, some of the biggest people in our biggest companies or suppliers in our industry are right up front there. Who's your largest exhibitor this year? Do you have any idea?
We do have a 50 by 50, and that is Shaw Contract Group.
Okay, so again, the flooring industry has got your biggest space. You're seeing the same kind of participation this year as you have in the past from this industry?
We do.
Okay. That's
they have been one of the early adopters and really, really have been huge supporters of the U.S. Green Building Council and the show. They find huge value in what our exhibit hall offers. They have consistently committed and actually have grown their space even larger. Mm-hmm. I think Shaw Contract started off in a 20 by 20. Now they're at a 50 by 50. Mm-hmm. Forbo's been in the mix as well. And I don't want to, you know, name the list. Right. Interface has been one of our earlier adopters as well.
Yeah.
But we're just excited that the flooring industry has continued to support us because they were there with us from the beginning.
Yeah.
And we appreciate what they've been able to bring to the movement, what they've been able to bring to USGBC, and to support the show because this is where the business of green happens. It's on this floor.
Yeah.
Tuesday to Thursday.
Well, I certainly do think the industry deserves kudos for the fact that they've, you know, when you start considering all of the different materials that go into a building, you know, flooring is just one of those materials. And you know, as we've said, they've been out front with this whole sustainability and the whole green area. All right, Kimberly, let me ask you, we've talked about Desmond Tutu, on the as far as the keynote, but you have some other keynote speakers. Who else do you have scheduled?
Yes, I spoke earlier about how we our format is first we look to inspire and then someone that directly connects with the movement and can bring in that technical piece. And we went to someone who's local and who, even though he's local, just has an international reputation of excellence, and that is E.O. Wilson. He's the University Research Professor Emeritus and Honorary Curator for the Museum of Comparative Zoology at Harvard University. E.O. Wilson is no longer on the speaking circuit, and it's just a wonderful opportunity because we're in his hometown. He said he can walk across the street, and he was willing to participate to be our closing speaker, along with Janine Benyus, who's the co-founder and principal of Biomimicry Guild. We had Janine in 2005 speak with Ray Anderson, And we just wanted to bring her back to be able to deal with that generational message. And she felt so honored to be able to speak along with E.O. Wilson. And it's going to be moderated with Kevin Close, the president of NPR. So we feel like we're going to close Greenbelt out extremely strong, and hoping we'll get good feedback from people, from the balance, from the Archbishop Tutu and E.O. Wilson.
Kimberly, I know that Greenbelt is primarily a commercial show, but I mean, there's also a residential dimension to it too, right?
We've been trying to support the residential market, and to that end, we have initiated a Green Home Builders Day on Thursday, and people can register for that online, and our keynote speaker, highlighted speaker, will be Kevin O'Connor from This Old House. So we have not decided to split and begin to do a residential show. We wanted to incorporate it in one, considering the economy and giving everyone an opportunity to come to one place to get all things. So if you're definitely in the residential market, we have a wonderful lineup of speakers dealing specifically with the residential market, highlighted with Kevin O'Connor, our master speaker.
So this show, as we've said, is November 19th, 21st, which is Wednesday through Friday, right? It's in Boston this year. If you haven't registered yet, you need to go to the website, which, Kimberly, give me that website one more time.
It's www.greenbeltexpo.org.
Well, we've been talking to Kimberly Lewis, who is the Vice President of Conference and Events with the U.S. Green Building Council, about Greenbelt, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.